Book 6, Chapter 181. Observations that days come, arrive, approach are blots, hangovers, reactionary reactions, said the doorkeeper at the Writers' Union, Envoy Nova. The future can't be made out with such metaphors, he added, tapping a new tabloid. So, it is my right to present this to an American. Plumber's beauties are plumber's proofs, and so our new poets in leather jackets won't get wet. Only our cheerful tongues. Upstairs, I met with Evgeny Ivanovich, who was translating the American metaphorist Raymond Chandler, a pale man with a tiny pad. He turned away and looked at its page. What does it mean, please? The woman had rubber lips with no tread. She's lost her grip on the truth, or maybe what she says goes by him. We have no such metaphors, he said, but maybe I'll find one, maybe something like the circle she made with her mouth was warped. Chapter 182. The women in the restaurant blew out battered rings of smoke. They're typical, said Natasha, of our bureaucrats working in offices guarded by office rats. Not only that, but this. But I was a mere observer at my vanishing post. A perceiver pressed between several young girls who were eating cakes and glancing at my coat. I rested my cup on the ledge provided not far from the door, a regular spot. Katya blew when I laughed at Arkady. The coffee's too hot. Such bureaucrats pretend to be discreet, but they are merely banal. They very carefully oblige. And you? We oblige in return. Returnedness is a mighty abstraction, ring within ring. That's how we really remember. Chapter 183. It's a woman's fate to forecast the future in sex. The word itself, sex, is a hole in the body of death. Patience is passion, and passion denied. A photo and floral blotches on the wall. The window was open, and the blanket fluttered. I was stark, as in Bergman's Persona. I was turned over. That was the most terrifying confusion in art, I said. A true confession, I guess, in a religious class, like voyeurism in the Dead's Edge of the Russian church. Women had been sighing like whales. In the open coffin, neither man nor woman, neither open. Beside the summer garden, Vanya was expressing eternal dissatisfaction. My boat drifts away, hardly disturbing, happy ducks dozing on the cracking mud. There was yellow on the Moika, and a deep terracotta glow in the Mikulovsky Palace. Mayakovsky, if for the good of the revolution you were required to write iambic verse, would you? They asked him that. I went to the fruit shop, there were no bananas, there was only you and an ugly brown dog. The dog made a sound, the fruit flies were quiet, the majority hears it now, the majority says it's real. But, said Vanya, weaving a little, we've encountered a little break in the supply. Still, a purchaser is never free, right? Right? I don't like Mayakovsky. If you've too much of it, the next day you feel remorse, or else you get used eventually to everything. So I drift away, waving my boat. He waved his boot. Chapter 185. If a person is killed for revenge, it's murder, not assassination, and murder, sanctioned, is execution or war. Stains in the dark, voices in drawers, a figure strolling over the bed who says no, and a rolling head means beliefs. The Russian, in a man's description, ghosts go to the sides so that days seem not to be filled, cadets crowded in the Nevsky, sprinting a curve toward the obscenity course. All the desires are equal, Mitya observed. A group of soldiers was pointed toward a gap in a restaurant, the wedge reinforced, the slap embedded. Life never led them, the grannies say, but life is life. Chapter 186. Discontinuity is self-contained. That's an effect of nationalities, but an idea is not ours, nor, while moving certainly, absolute. A horde, and I had to admit that I wasn't an occupant, but the doorman permitted me, after an argument, to come in. Why not? He shook my hand. Mayakovsky, he said. I knew the marvel, the state of being hard to know. The witness was expressionless, or its love is. We never remember. Whittling dry mud, watching a detachment run, I had thought of something impervious, something experience. But that, too, for the moment, I forgot. Chapter 187. Most days and nights there was no particular point, and so no direction from there. I could only move, even naming in place. Probably that's why I couldn't sleep. I was always sleeping away. Then we often ate, no matter how late, noodles, soft scallions, and salt. Pickled stalks. I wandered in trust with nothing to tell, nothing, but it wanted its figurative form. Just time in the kitchen with spoons, flames, and steams. Nobody's business, nobody's narration. We just scurried in our socks. We could only have pleasure as we changed. But I wondered if it was rude to read the dictionary then, and it was always more different in the morning. Chapter 188. What is the scope of the experience of sex? We talked about that. The crowding it forecasts. A poise pitching, or the incompetence. It's as if you're trying to find the way around another woman's kitchen. Or man's, but that's too much. Proprietors of our own mud and flour. Rain was falling, dividing the light. It was he who was plunging, Masha said. How could I stop? Life always attracts attention. And the trees bristle. The tree tries to remain in one spot with innumerable gradations. So sex just condenses disorientation. Then there's jealousy, that crazy bridge. But do not compare, Arcady said. Living is incomparable. Chapter 189. Sasha Gavronsky was exhibiting his works in an abandoned flat in a condemned building. In the seven sinks of the once communal flat, he was floating varnished newspaper boats. On the seven rims, he had stenciled the word vanished in English. I'm unambiguously unserious, he said, like a fanatic who can't believe God. A graffiti green Satan cuddling a puppy and Jesus with ice cream and two squares between broad cross-hatchings. Katya was playing with her son in a corner whom she had home for a few days from her mother. He makes youthful gestures, Leosha said. Why not? He's a youth. I like him, Zina said. He has a memory with sweetness, and you watch. His eyes seem small, but he's thinking about everything. A kid in a suit was watching the crowd. He calls himself Leo, the first Soviet Castelli. He controls this flat. He says he's supporting the painters of the heavy mental. He's announced their movement as the art of Mordredism in some article. Chapter 225. They say in this city there's a pathos of space, that over the life there has never been closure, the chances of closure, the afterward of closure. Be something off-limit, but not so desirable, not even the concealing of closure. Maybe a tiny point, a prick of likeness. Maybe. But comparisons frequently separate what's identifiable, like poplar fluff from snowflakes. They are only an irony, and there is nothing fateful in the crow to the snow, although the crows are going to keep it. They differed the dogs and driven them out, a fascination for closure, several violent clockwise closures, passed through the neighborhood, crossing closures. At the end of one near a bathtub of thawing mud, the neighbor with the collie was standing near a car and staring in again at its motor. Chapter 226. The moment that a knife strikes is not a moment of execution. Do you have the death penalty, I asked? Impossible to imagine its being seen, saturated shadows soaking in light. There are worse penalties. For the criminal, yes, but not for the rest. Hanging in the room, cold from the floorboards pressed into sense of passage. Is it for revenge or for purification, I suppose? For the precision and detail of their intersection, for detachment and inspection, for social abstraction. Slow discussion to correspondence with a life, a moment's notice. It's not completeness of the rest that remains. Chapter 227. The numbers could count every thought by sight, kids carrying just the edges of razors, welded to rings. They wore them palm down within blue tattoos. Just a stroke to the cheek and a face was inscribed, frost on the sides. A ladder of grammars swinging past. Every thought is the sister of some expression. The chicken. Every word is a process permitting flight. When leaving, for example, we can simply say farewell. The hospitality for home is great, which we leave now for another. Something's possible, but it may be no more than someone's asking, who's the child of the wife of a cock? Strictly respected and unvarying as content is arbitrary. Sign for disorientation. Crime for orientation. Chapter 228. The sight of sights is influence. I can't refine. I'm always behind, at the edge of a sort of cross-wonder, as if I'd never heard any story before. It's not just the stretch of grass, but the peasants and the drivers out of gas. Generous to a horde, as the grannies would say. Their bench to thrive from. Between the trees, the light immured. but the time accumulates. Impressionability is tense. I'd say that I'll know where I was, I said. A memory is friendly to all that is personal. The sweet objects of person they hold in their laps, a piece of rope, a door key, a shopka with torn ear flaps. Do you think those babushkas smoke? Seem through the blue of a presence be constantly sensed. Chapter 229. I hadn't the sense that I'd acted to be there. It had just been thought or unseeing stare, nothing accomplished, nothing managed by a perfectionist. The senses expanded, sensations dropped, and persons suspended, sent out. We needed bread, and I'd seen it done. Bread buying filled its own system. But for pendulums of cheese, one had to be of known origin. One had to know one's point within it, its powers of extension from point to line. The many legs of humankind. Well, if you're going to shuffle, then do it where it helps your mother, as one of the grannies said. Shifting need to need, presently, not with trajectories, but with axes. Chapter 230. Memory evokes the anxiety from which living was relieved, days to be lost in, to be found from the past. The neighbors themselves were little more than pronunciation, one thing in the time of another. Let them think of their own domestic epics, Vitya said, and we wrapped the plates in rags when we took them out. But I thought of them too in the hum without attrition, in the dense ant past, in every Odie summer. For them I'd always assumed I was reading, bunching the pages into wedges between my fingers, then releasing the batch to subdivide again. Meds from spilled milk, braids from dust, boiling water from wind in the poplars. There's a point beyond which memories can't be divided further when one thing becomes another. Now you know where you are, Arcady would offer.